saying you don't, no big deal. Or mercy is saying don't worry about it. Mercy is not executing in the punishment. And so when Micah 6:8 says to act justly and to love mercy, those seem to be a paradox. And here's a situation of the same thing where here's a woman who is definitely in sin, definitely guilty in sin. She was caught in the act. And so that's what the religious leaders are trying to trap Jesus at. Sometimes the real issues are not readily apparent on the surface. But I believe this is where Jesus was called on the scribes and Pharisees to deal with this issue. And so at first glance, it would seem like this issue is about breaking one of the Ten Commandments here, but in reality, it's not. This woman was a pawn in this power game between Jesus and the religious officials, right? It was kind of like a chess match between a high stake match of wills. And if you look at it, Jesus is seemingly in a lose-lose situation, right? Because look, if Jesus says, "Well, let her go," then he violates the law of Moses, because the law of Moses says you condemn and you stone these women. So if he says, "Well, what are you going to do, Jesus?" And if he says, "Just let her go," then he violates the law of Moses. But if he says, "Stone her," as the Jewish commands, the law commanded, then in fact he's violating the Roman authority, because Jews were not allowed to deliver the death penalty, especially on a Sabbath. But they weren't even, so whatever he says, seemingly, he's in a lose-lose situation. He's going to violate one or the other, and so what he does is he does neither. And so he writes on the ground in the moment, and suggests that any of the accusers who's without sin cast the first stone. I can imagine hearing stones dropping to the ground. And the implication is clear that only one without sin could judge the sinner. And so here's what the Pharisees are trying to do. They're trying to make Jesus declare if he's going to be a man of justice or if he's going to be a man of mercy. They're trying to corner him and say, "Jesus, are you going to be a man of justice and you're going to stone her? Or are you going to be a man of mercy and let her go?" But he was neither. He was the God of justice and mercy. But the question is, how do you relieve this paradox? Because it seems like a paradox. I can only explain it in this way. That it was very hard for me to wrap my brain around this whole idea of being both just and merciful at the same time, because in my linear brain of thinking, how do you make sense of being just and merciful? I can only simply illustrate it with an example of a court case where someone is brought in and accused of murder. All the witnesses and all the DNA samples and all of the evidence is very clear that this person is guilty. In fact, he admits and confesses to the murder. And so the judge, after hearing all of the evidence and all of the witnesses and all of and the whole case, pounds his gavel and makes a declaration of guilt, saying he's guilty and the punishment of your crime is either life in jail or even capital punishment, and that's declared. So, bam, justice is served. As the judge pounds the gavel with the final decision of justice, this crime is committed, and now penalty must be paid. He gets off the bench. He begins to take off his robe, and he comes down, and right before they put the handcuffs on the accused, on the guilty, he says, "Justice is served. However, I'm going to come down, and instead of him paying the penalty, I'm going to pay the penalty for him." And so he is the one. It's very clear. Justice has been served, yet mercy had been given to this man. Justice has been served, and mercy had been given. And obviously, that's what points us to the cross. That on the cross, justice had been served, and mercy had been given. And so for those of us who have faith in Jesus Christ, justice has been served, but we don't have to pay it. That out of his mercy that we have been set free. And this is what Jesus himself is demonstrating here in this story with the adulterous woman. That the Pharisees wanted to corner him. They wanted him to declare one or the other. Are you going to be a man of justice? Or are you going to be a man of mercy? But the powerful thing of the cross and the gospel is that he is both. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. As you meditate upon this story, and as you meditate upon the actions of Jesus, and as you meditate upon his incredible, incredible mercy for us, may we be so moved to act in that same way. May we be able to live out that Micah 6:8 mandate. Because there's no greater love, demonstration of love, than what Jesus did on the cross. And so I want us to ponder that this morning. If you would bow your heads with me, let's pray. Maybe there's a situation in your life that you feel, God, I want justice done. God, I want justice done. That maybe there's been a violation or a wrong, even a crime against you. But as you hear the Holy Spirit speak, and as you know the person of Jesus, maybe that's where forgiveness needs to flow. I have no idea what Jesus wrote in the sand, but I know it saved this woman's life. I know it gave her a new life. And that's what the Lord has done with us. That we, because of our sin, we deserve death. But out of his great mercy, we received life. And that's why we're here today. So let's think about that as we sing together. Meditate upon the cross. What an amazing God. That He would demonstrate mercy in the midst of justice. And in so the process, giving us His Son, to sacrifice His Son, to let Him be crucified and die on a cross, so that we could have life. And this world goes on through life without knowing the price that He paid, the blood that was shed. Before we go into intercession for our community, let's just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord for the cross. Thank the Lord. It's the power of the cross that can heal those who are sick with cancer. It's the power of the cross that can give them a new life. And so let's pray for those who are sick. Let's ask the Lord who paid the penalty of sin to heal them. So let's pray. Let's lift them up. Let's ask the Lord to do amazing things. Let's pray. Pray for salvation for those, that they would know the cross. For those who are sick with cancer, let's lift them up in Jesus' name. Let's pray for others in our community that are ill. Let's not forget them. Let's continue to pray for them and press on. Let's lift them up right now. For those who are unemployed and looking for jobs, and let's ask the Lord to provide for them. And so let's continue to be faithful and lift them up. Ask the Lord to open doors really wide. So let's pray. Pray for our mission focus for this Tuesday, and let's ask the Lord to bless China. Let's especially pray for Pastor Sam and Annie and the leaders, Chris, Amy, and Mary for SP Beijing. Let's pray for Chong family. Let's pray for Matt and Nate's parents, the Basarabas, Leanne, Edie, for Chichi Heart Kids and the churches. Let's lift up the nation of China that it would come to know the Lord, and let's pray for revival for China. So let's lift them up right now. Today, let's intercede for our staff, for Pastor Sam, for myself, Pastor Carol, Pastor Sophia, Pastor Nate, Ken, Monica, and Bonnie, and let's ask the Lord to give us wisdom, and let's ask for protection against the enemy, and so let's pray for unity, and let's just lift up our staff right now. Thank you. Can we lift up our worship team and our AV team? Also, let's pray for our hospitality ministries and welcoming and barista. And so let's ask the Lord to use them to bring people into the presence of the Lord without their skills and abilities. A lot can happen through them. And so let's pray for them and intercede that God would use them in a powerful way. Let's pray. Let's pray for our house churches that are meeting today, Bonham, Kowloon, LKF, and Old Peak Road. And let's ask the Lord as they discuss and talk and share that it would draw them closer to the Lord and closer to one another, that they would grow in the knowledge of God through their time together. And let's ask that the Lord would be glorified through the meetings today. So let's pray for them right now. Let's lift them up. Lord, we just thank you that you are both a God of justice and a God of mercy. And God, there's no way that we could live or survive without your mercy upon our lives. Lord, we thank you that that you are a just God. Lord, that you would not let the wicked go unpunished, Lord. And Father, we just ask, God, for your mercy upon our enemies, mercy upon our friends, mercy upon our loved ones. Lord, we just pray that we would be able to live out a love that you've demonstrated. God, we thank you for this day. Give us strength and vision for today. And we just want to honor you with our first fruits this morning. We bless your name. And in your son's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys this morning. Have a wonderful day. I encourage you to come and stay and continue just seeking his presence. And we'll see you tomorrow.